The Allentown Village Association is helping to support an education program at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center. This program provides learning at the Birchfield for students from Buffalo Public School No. 33, the Bilingual Center.
I think it's cool. It's unique. It has all kinds of different art that I haven't seen before I came here.
Samar Walter is a fifth grader at the bilingual school. She was among a group of students who recently visited Birchfield for a special arts education program. Walter says she enjoys drawing and using her imagination.
It tells you whatever you feel like to. Like math, you have to figure out area and the volume and that kind of stuff. But in art, you can do whatever you want.
What is your favorite?
My favorite, I would have to say, unique things that you haven't seen in real life.
The Arts Center worked along with the bilingual school, developing a program with teachers and school administrators to blend art into student learning. Mary Kozub is education manager at Birchfield. When the students visit, they learn about art, as well as visual, literacy, and vocabulary.
Many of them speak two languages. English may not be their first language. And so we use the opportunity to talk about art, think about art, write about art as a way to increase vocabulary skills.
The bilingual school follows the Reggio Emilia philosophy. It focuses on community importance, free inquiry, and immersion into the arts to support academics. This program also serves students from economically challenged backgrounds. But last year, due to funding constraints, students' visits were cut back. However, this year, the Allentown Village Association, which raises funding from the annual Allentown Arts Festival, provided $3,000 to support this ongoing partnership for the school and arts center.
Originally, they would come four times a year, but we did have to cut that back to two times a year this year because of funding. However, we have visited the school as well, and so we have a really deep and meaningful relationship with the school.
One of the most difficult things with arts and education and sort of tour programs is really the costs of actually getting the students to the places.
Scott Propiak is chief curator and associate director at Birchfield. He praises the Allentown Village Association for supplying the education grant for the bilingual students.
But, you know, when we have a program where we're trying to bring every student from a single school in, it adds up really quickly. So we were able to cover the cost for all of the buses for all of the kids in the school to come multiple times.
We caught up with the students as they toured a section of the gallery where a docent was explaining various paintings and artwork.
It's very cool because, you know, we see new things, you know, we learn a little bit about the art, and it kind of makes me feel really good about it. You know?
Fifth grader Angelis Ramos says she's learning about sketching.
I've seen, like, things from, like, a long time ago, like, new different things.
So this sounds like it's really enhanced or stepped up your learning.
Yeah, actually, I've learned a lot, and we can even use, like, math and, like, different, like, subjects to include it in our artwork.
To see different things and, like, sculptures.
Carmela Barsha is also a fifth grader, and she enjoys drawing and learning about arts.
When you talk to your friends, do you tell them about when you come here?
Yes.
What do you tell them?
How fun was it and how cool was it?
They're so excited, and it's not just because they're not in school. They're really excited about doing something and learning something. It's amazing to watch kids outside of school so excited about learning.
The most incredible thing happened when we actually, myself and a number of docents, visited their school. They were so excited that we took the time to come into their environment and to spend time in their world. They ran up to us and hugged us, took our hands, showed us their work that wasn't necessarily art.
This program has been so successful that the Birchfield education staff was recognized for excellence by the U.S. Education Department and former First Lady Michelle Obama for developing it. Student visits allow for creative exercises, and it draws a direct correlation back to what's occurring in their classrooms. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
To give you an idea of the heaviness of the rain.